From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid announced last night that liberal and moderate Democrats have reached a broad agreement on health care legislation. He said they found a compromise that would include a government-run insurance option.
This is a consensus that will help ensure the American people win in a couple of different ways. One, insurance companies will certainly have more competition. And two, the American people will certainly have more choices.
He did not provide details. The compromise followed a Senate floor vote in which abortion opponents failed to insert tougher restrictions into the bill. A government watchdog group says the federal government's $700 billion bailout program helped stabilize the financial system but didn't meet other targets set by Congress. NPR's Carol Van Dam has more.
The program funded capital to banks, foreclosure relief for hundreds of thousands of homeowners in trouble, and rescue money for Detroit automakers. The Congressional Oversight Panel says the program's success was uneven at best, but panel members did agree the programs helped prevent a potential economic disaster. The panel was charged with overseeing the Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP. The Treasury Department released a statement saying by all accounts, TARP has succeeded in achieving its primary goal of economic stabilization. But the panel says problems remain, such as limited credit, continuing bank failures, and increasing job losses and foreclosures. The panel did not take a position on whether Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner should extend the TARP program beyond the end of this year. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama meets today with business and environmental leaders who support U.S. limits on greenhouse gases. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Among those sitting down with the president today are leaders of the Environmental Defense Fund, Duke Energy, the League of Conservation Voters, and DuPont. Most were early backers of the kind of cap-and-trade approach to limiting greenhouse gases embodied in House and Senate climate legislation. According to the White House, they'll talk with the president about how fostering clean energy could provide opportunities for economic growth. Next week, Mr. Obama travels to Copenhagen for the conclusion of an international climate summit. There, leaders hope to reach a tentative agreement on limiting heat-trapping gases that could lead later to a binding climate treaty. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The president is also scheduled to meet today with congressional leaders on his plans to counter the unemployment rate, which is now at 10%. The White House released a statement this morning that the administration intends to allocate nearly $600 million to build community health centers. The statement said not only would the money create jobs in construction and in health care, it would provide medical assistance to more than 500,000 people in underserved communities. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. A powerful autumn storm is plowing across the upper Midwest, causing scores of traffic accidents and disrupting travel. National Weather Service forecaster Jim Lee says nearly all the eastern half of the country is affected.
Blizzard warnings out across a lot of the Midwest. There's severe thunderstorm and tornado watches and flash flood watches down in the deep south around Tennessee and Alabama, Mississippi. We've got winter storm watches and winter weather advisories and flood products out for the eastern seaboard and the northeast.
At least five deaths have been blamed on the weather. Blizzard conditions are reported from Utah to the Great Lakes. Hundreds of flights have been canceled. For the first time, North Korea has confirmed a swine flu outbreak within its borders. From Seoul, Dwali Saikautau has more.
The North's official state-run news agency reports that Pyongyang's Ministry of Public Health has found at least 9 cases of swine flu in a North Korean city bordering China and in North Korea's capital. South Korea has suspected that its neighbor already had swine flu outbreaks. Previous local news reports said the virus had already killed some 40 people and was reportedly spreading in the north. Seoul's government announced yesterday that it would help the north control a possible outbreak of the disease among its 24 million people. South Korean health officials are concerned the infection rate could be high because many North Korean citizens are already malnourished or have weakened immune systems. For NPR News, I'm Dwali Saikautau in Seoul.
U.S. Envoy Stephen Bosworth is in North Korea today. He's attempting to persuade Pyongyang to return to six-nation talks on North Korea's nuclear program. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.